dances to celebrate his perfectness. He dances to celebrate himself, and we dance to celebrate him. And all of the stars and the planets and everything that is in the universe dances to celebrate God. We're the happy people. We walk around in joy in life. Just enjoying. It's good to be alive. Now, I learned how to do that the hard way, because I liked Dad the hard way. I liked Dad. And I would walk over in the mall or someplace where I could see myself in the reflection, and I would just show out and did everything I could do to keep control of myself. I think, you good-looking thing. Look, you got hair on your head. You can talk and you can walk. You are the absolute moon. Look at you. And I would get so excited, I'd want to praise and shout before God, because there I was, wonderful, gorgeous, all together in one place, all my strings working at the right time. And I thought, Lord, it is so good to be alive. My God, it's wonderful. I lived all my life half dead and didn't even know it. Do you realize that we are living beings in a world of dead men? Blind, dead men, and they don't even have sense enough to lay down. We are alive. Yeah. We are living. These are the people that God has called. Yes, we weep. Yes, we grieve and we mourn. But not over our own condition. We grieve in companionship with the grief of the heart of our Father. But in the midst of our grief, we are glad to be alive. We are joyful to be kids of the King. We are delighted to be alive. We are wonderful. We know it. He said so. And we never forget it. And it tempers everything. It tempers it. We are Asher. We are from Reuben, as it says in 37. And Reuben means behold a son. We are mature sons. We are coming not as children into the kingdom, but as mature sons. I loved what Sister said today when she came up and talked about the son that went to the field with the father. Marvelous. Beautiful. Everybody loves a baby. But you don't have too much companionship with a baby. You know, goo-goo and tuck him under the chin and that's about it. But now a son, that's something else. The son is the reflection of yourself. That's you in another form. And you can have companionship with a son. And you're proud of a son. We are his sons. Full-grown, matured sons. Able to bear with our father the things that he cannot put upon the babies. But we can walk with him. We can endure with him and sorrow with him and feel his heartbeat and experience the grief of his heart as he experienced it in companionship with him. We are those who are sons. We are Reuben. And it says in verse 38 that all of these, being men of war, could draw up in battle formation, came to Hebron with a perfect heart to make David king. And friends, that's it. David, the beloved, is to be exalted and honored for what God has declared him to be. David didn't just get to be king there. He was anointed to be king by Samuel years before. And he had been king all that time, even when the usurper Saul was on the throne. David had been the king. Now, I want you to know that you can't make Jesus king. He is king. He is Lord. He is not coming to be crowned. He is the king soon coming. He has been crowned. He is the Lord, whether you acknowledge it or not. But we have acknowledged it. And we desire to make that knowledge known to all in the world that David is king. The beloved reigns and rules in the universe. The world is not going out of control. The world is not running haywire. Somebody is in the driver's seat, driving the vehicle. That's who you are. Let him strip away. Let him pull the knife of the word and let him slash freely. Let him cut all your sweet, tender places that you'd like to cover up and keep him. Let him go. Let him lay you out and slice away those things that are being grievous to you, those things that are grieving his heart. Let him bring you into the revelation of himself. Let him do that. You can now, you see. It's not horror. If all you face is this, oh, he's going to cut away my flesh. But you see who you are? Why, you're the wonder of his heart. You are who he has declared you to be. You can afford to lie down now. And let him take the knife of revelation and slice away from you all that would offend. And you know that his hand is sure. He will not botch the job. He's not going to cut a muscle or sever a tendon. He's not going to get anything except that which is of not of him. That which you want to throw off. That your heart desires to be loosed from. That's the only thing he's going to cut off. And he's going to do it quickly. He's not going to stall at it. He's got a sharp sword. He'll do it quickly, cleanly, and do it with the least pain possible. And he will do it in order that you might be clean, holy, the reflection of the face of the Father in human form. He is calling us to walk in the purity of holiness, that we might speak the mind of our God. And we will see the power of God, but our eyes are not on the power of God. Our eyes are on the God of power. And as our eyes are filled with Him, those things of power flow out. But at the minute we take our eyes off of the God of power, the flow ceases. The minute we direct our attention and get more excited about what God is doing than about God Himself, we have cut the flow loose. We have cut our own throat. We've cut the goose that laid the golden egg. Don't get too excited about what God is doing. As marvelous as it is, be more about excited about the God who is doing it. And look what happened as a result. I'm through. It says in verse 39, they were there with David 3 days eating and drinking, and their kinsmen had prepared for them the food. That speaks of fellowship. To sit down and eat and drink with Jesus, I declare. You've seen a bride and a groom at the wedding, and he'll take a little piece of cake and he'll put it in her mouth, and she'll take a little piece of cake and put it in his mouth. You think, isn't that sweet? Oh no, that's glorious. That's us. That's us. We sit down at the table with Jesus, and He feeds us the prime, sweet, tender pieces with His own hand. It speaks of covenant. It means I've got a claim on you, God. You've given yourself away to me, and you can't wiggle out. I've got a claim on you, Lord. All that you are belongs to me. He says, I know it, but then all that you are belongs to me. You say, yes, sir, I know it. It's wonderful. We've given ourselves away to each other. And the result of that, it says, the last words in that chapter says, there was joy indeed in Israel. In the light of all that I've said, there's joy. 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 Joy is not that, it's not just happiness. Joy is that deep, secure, unshakable knowledge that God is God. He is at work. He is perfecting me. He is stripping away all that is of the flesh. I am laying aside my toys. I am allowing God to prise loose from my hot, sweaty little fingers everything I thought was so wonderful. I'm giving it all to Him and having my hands open and empty, ready to receive what He gives back to me, cleaned and purified and fit for His use. I'm not afraid of the knife of God. I lie down securely, know that He'll never nick me in a place I don't need it. I know that His anesthetic is sure. While the grace of God covers me, He'll never ever hurt me except where I have made myself vulnerable and where it is for my good. He'll never, never desert me. He is my God. He can be trusted. I can give it all up to Him, knowing that He's not going to drop anything. God, you can be trusted. You're good. You're good. You're merciful. Your goodness surpasses our imagination. And the result of it is joy. Joy. I can praise Him. I can romance the stone with unhindered joy. I can weep when my heart is drawn out by the Spirit of God. I can moan and wail over the hurt I feel that I can't explain and I can't express. I can cry my buckets of tears and use all the Kleenex in the house, but deep down I know, oh, blessed God, what a privilege to share with you. The joy bubbles up in my heart. Sometimes I may dance and shout and run and act a total fool, but that's all right too. It's in the Beloved. I have deserted the flesh, and I have gathered myself up to the Beloved, and I am ready to express His heart in whatever means He chooses to express it. This is who you are, church. This is not something for you to work to get to. This is simply who you are. You cannot be who you are until you know who you are. You may be in joy. Some of you may shout. Some of you may cry. Some of you may run. Some of you may think you're going to die. But it will be joy. It will be that move of the Spirit of God over us and through us, expressed in different ways at different times. But it will have the same end. Joy that winds up in peace. This is who we are. We are those that God has touched by His sovereign choice to strip away, to heal, to lift, to cleanse, to join, to bless, to
fill up with a holy and a hilarious giggle. That's who we are. Stand up on your feet. Let me announce to you, everyone look at me. You can get your purse later, I'm not finished yet. Let me announce to you something. All is well. All is well. Wherever you are, all is well. However much further you have to go, all is well. Regardless of how badly you dislike where you are, all is well. Regardless of how anxious you are to proceed, all is well. Regardless of how you think you stink, all is well. Your God is King. He is exalted. Lie down and be at ease while He does His work. In the midst of the surgery of God, bless Him, praise Him, adore Him, enjoy Him. Be those that others are uncomfortable around because there's a smile that lurks right behind that tear, and they can't correlate the two. Be a living, breathing expression of the Father. The Word, once again, having become flesh, rolling out through you and your particular personality and your particular circumstance. Don't get discouraged where you are. Where you are is where you should be, or you'd be someplace else. He wants you someplace else. God's smart. He knows how to talk. He'll tell you. Don't say, well, I'm trying to hear God. Forget that. Forget that. Rest. God knows how to talk. He'll speak to you clearly. He is uninhibited and unafraid to speak to you. And He's busy talking all the time. You're trying to hear Him so hard you're not hearing nothing. You're making so much racket saying, huh? You ain't hearing anything. Relax. Relax. God's done it all. He's going to finish it all, and He's going to use you and me. And He's going to tell us when to step out, and we're going to step out bold as lions. He's going to tell us when to lay back and take it easy, and we're going to snooze on His shoulder. We're going to walk with our God through the circumstances where we are and know that regardless of how this hurts or regardless of how I dislike it, this is a good place. God's here. It's a good place. Good place. You know, you can't be anyplace else but where you are. Quit expecting to be someplace else. You're not upset today because you're not downtown, because you're here. Glory be, that's smart in the spirit. That's where you are. So walk it through. Don't get in any hurry. God is in you. There is nothing that can overcome you. And nothing can hurt you except those things that you allow to hurt you. Let God point out to you what are religious vessels that are archaic. Let Him show you. Let Him strip away from you. You don't worry with laying it down. There's not a laying down bone in your body. God's got to take every bit of it. The only thing you can do is say, here it is. Take it. Take it. I give it to you. Take it. And He does. But He never takes anything that He doesn't replace greater. I read in a book the other day, it says, God never closes a door except He opens a window. Oh, I love it. I just love it. You can never close or box in the saint of God. J.D. Phillips says, we're those that are knocked down, but we're never knocked out. Have you ever seen those little Yogi Bear things in the dime store that's weighted at the bottom and the kids can bump them and they just bop right back up? That's us. That's us. Oh, honey, you can't be knocked down. You just pop right back up. You cannot be overcome because the Spirit of God within you is your deliverer. All you need to do is to soak up and drink up the view of the Father. Glorify Him and be willing to move when He says move. And don't get antsy-pantsy when He's not saying anything. Just sit down and enjoy it. Just be where you are while you're there, knowing that God's going to move you when it's time to. Unlax, Doc. All is well. God is in control. Pursue what God is doing. Go after it with your full heart. And at the same time, relax. God's doing it. You're not going to miss Him. No, no. Relax. God's got more at stake in this thing than you do. Relax. That's who you are. You can go out of here knowing that you're going to face some rough times ahead. But knowing that you're going to face them when they come, as they come in the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost. And you're going to feel like a wet noodle when they do. You never feel strong when you're strong. If you feel strong, you're not strong. You think you're going to be on the brink of sliding under. the time when you're the strongest. Because the minute you recognize your weakness, then you can draw from Him. Lord, I am a gone. I am a water poured out. Lord, am I a mess. Boy, if you let go of me now, Lord, I've had it. And all the time His strength is showing Himself in you. And you say, Lord God, this is an awful place. No, no. It's a good place. You are exhibiting the strength of the Most High. Hallelujah to His name. Lord, we love You. You are good. You are the Holy One. Lord, we take our wills in our hands now, and we do shout in the joy of our God and speak to You of all that You are. We will express the joy of our God. We're tired, Lord. We're tired and we're sleepy a little bit, Lord, but we will express the joy of the Lord that is within us out of the effort of our will, simply because You deserve it. It ought to be done, God. You are Yourself, the Holy, the One who deserves all praise and all adoration. We love You, Jesus. We kiss towards You. You are the Most High. Glory to Your name, Holy One. Glory to Your name, dear Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. Praise God for the blood. Glory to the Most High for the precious Holy Spirit. Praise be to the Father of light. Glory to our God who has spoken and so it shall be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to His name. Worthy, 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 Lord. We bless You. We magnify Your name. Hallelujah to You. Now, Lord, we've done and praised You momentarily simply because it ought to be done. You deserve it. You deserve a lot better, but that's all You've given us to work with. Blessed, blessed be Your holy name. It is Your business, Lord. Carry out Your business. And, oh, God, grow us up from being titty-sucking babies. Lord, let us have our feet on the rock. Let us stand up and count ourselves as men of the Word of God. Men with faces like lions who stand not in their own strength, but in the strength of another. Who are willing to lay down all that You say is not acceptable in the kingdom in order that we might be blessed with the full riches. And, Lord, teach us how to recognize the truth from the shallow. Give us a hunger to be dissatisfied with anything less than what is Your very best. Now, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus a blessing on this fellowship. I ask, Father, that the discerning of spirits be operative in this place in a high and an intense degree. That those that meet in this place to join their praise and worship to You might be intensely aware of what is You and what is not You. That they may lend credit to the Word of God rather than their own desires and their own feeling. That they may express within themselves the discerning of spirits to know what is good and what is false. Now, Lord, You have promised that You will express Yourself this way, and You wouldn't have done it except it is possible for us to be fooled. But these people have a heart that You've given them to desire and to know You. Now, Lord, I know that You would not give them that desire except that You intended to fulfill it. Lord, I pray that the sweet presence of God be known in this place. I pray, Lord, that this pastor might be opened and stripped from all that is not of You, that he might flow forth in the fullness and power of the Spirit of God. Lord, he's been faithful to You over the years. Lord, he's like a blowtorch. He opens his mouth and it comes out and it is not pleasant, but Lord, it sure does strip away. I thank You for that. You've got places for blowtorches, Lord. I thank You, Lord, that He'll grin that stupid little old grin on His face, and You know He's baiting you. He's making you think, Lord. Thank You for that. Make these people think, my God. Don't let them slide down and take anything some yahoo wants to poke down them. Let them think, Lord. Let them have the encouragement to open the Word of God and let the Spirit of God speak to them. Let their leaders be open before You. Be men and women of prayer. Be men and women who hear the voice of God and not afraid to say what You're saying. Blessed be Your name. Lord, let this meeting take place again. My God, I ask that You increase and bless others by letting them come in. Let there be speakers raised up, Lord, who will speak forth the message of the hour. And let there be ears to hear that are drawn to this place to be ministered to by Your Spirit. Lord God, open up other places like this. Little places all over the country where the saints meet to rejoice and to worship God. Give them a heart and a vision to see ministry to the people of God, that they may join themselves together to hear from You and to present what they have heard to those who are hungry. hungry for you. Let every woman and man in this building walk out of here today, Lord, knowing that they are carefully garrisoned in the Spirit of God, that the devil's got to get through you before he can get to them. Let them be aware, Lord, of their vulnerability if they take their eyes off of you. But let the Word of God spring up strong within them. Let the foundations that you've laid all these years spring forth to life, Lord. Give them confidence in you and revelation knowledge of their own self and their own lacks. And let them be men and women in the kingdom. Heroes, Lord. Those who are leaders. Those who see more than everyone else. Those who have their ears attuned to what you're saying. No, Lord God, honor yourself by doing this. You deserve such a people. You ought to have us, Lord. You ought to have us the way you desire us to be. For it's only right that you should be served in this way. Why should the heathens poke their tongue out at you and say, aha? Why should they be able to laugh at those that name the name of God? It's wrong, Lord. It's not right. You deserve better than that. Rise up, O arm of God, in your people. Show yourself strong in us, Lord. Show yourself wise in us. Show yourself foundational, Lord, that we might walk and that we might talk and we might express who you are in time. Do this for your own namesake, Lord. And when the day comes that we set our eyes on you, it won't be that great, Lord, because we've been seeing you for years. It'll just be a new revelation of something we've been walking in. We love you, Lord. Until the day when our physical eyes rest upon you, our spirit sees you, O Father, and what it sees, it likes. It answers to what it sees. For you are my God. You are my Father. You have accepted me by your own choice. You have declared me acceptable in Christ Jesus. You poured out your life's blood for me. You, my God, who are the creator of the universe, you've come into what you created and took it upon yourself. You died as it, oh God. You did it for me. You did it for each one in this room. Oh, my Lord and my God, birth within us a hunger to proclaim that to all the world, to speak forth the glories of our God. Blessings and honor and glory be upon you. What can I tell you, Lord, that you don't know? For you know everything. Let me just speak to you that I do love you, Lord. No credit to me. Oh, I was your enemy, but you poured yourself in me. And I give you back what you gave to me, and that is your own love. I pour it back on you, Lord, like Mary poured that vial of ointment upon your head. I pour upon you my kisses. I pour upon you my affection. I pour upon you my love. I pour upon you, Lord, all that you are within me. I bless you. I anoint you with it, my God. I kiss your feet. I delight you. Oh, my Father, let me love you in the people of God. And as I put my arms around brothers and sisters, as I minister to them, I am ministering to you, Lord. They're my skin face that I can touch. I know about you, Lord, with my head, but my heart wants to reach out and put my fingers on you. So I reach out and I love my brother and my sister. Lord, forgive me for being critical. Lord, you know me. You know how easy it is for me to be critical. You know, Lord, I'm the first one to see anybody's miss stumble, and I'm the most blind in the world when it comes to my own lacks. But, Lord, I love you, and I love you in your people, and I'm willing to be made different, oh God. I'm willing to confess my sin as you show it to me. Bless men and women of God who are walking according to the light that they have. Deliver them, Lord, from stumbling and bringing accusation on the gospel. But bless their faith, oh God. Bless the heart that desires after God because you put it within them. But, oh, Father, we are your own. I wrap us all up now, Lord, in a blanket of the grace of God. And I put us down in the basket of your provision, and I let us sit in your hand. You wag us along, Lord. You carry us. We are resting in you as we are walking in the force and the might of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God Almighty, who spoke the worlds into existence, who drew his finger down the mountains and made a path for the rivers, for the one who spoke and the little bitty sand granule stopped the flow of the seas, the Lord to whom all things belong and the one who holds everything together, may the peace of that Lord within your heart carry you forth from this place and be a sweet song of joy in you. May you delight in being who you are because of who he is. And may you go back to bless your fellowships, not to be critical, but to be full of love and mercy and desire. May you bless the man of God who stands to minister to you every Sunday morning. May you be a joy and a comfort to him and an encouragement to his wife and his family. And may the mercies of God blanket you. May you walk out of this place in peace. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I think Liz has said it all. I'll just say amen.